This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the beginning of another cycle of Dirshu. And we are fortunate to start Simon Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah. Let us begin with the famous words of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. Yisgaber ka'ari la'amoid baboike la'avodas boirei. A person should strengthen himself, should be strong like a lion to wake up in the morning to serve his creator. He should get up early so that he should wake up the dawn based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Not that the dawn should get up, as it were, before him, but a person should get up early, that he is Ma'ira HaShachar, he wakes up the dawn. Says the Ramah, but it doesn't mean that a person should delay and therefore he can wait until the latest Zman to daven, but if say this Zman is 10 o'clock in the morning, a person should daven with the tzibur, whatever time they daven, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. But he shouldn't delay tefillah, and rather he should be put a primacy on tefillah b'tzibur. Says the Ramah, famous opening of the Ramah, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. Before he begins his famous commentary, his hagos, if you like, onto the works of Rabbi Yosef Kairo on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Shavisi Hashem Negdi Somid, I place HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me always. Zeo Klal Gadol Batera, Hu Klal Gadol Batera. This is a great rule in the Torah, Malas HaTzadikim, Asher Hochim Lifnei Olekim, who walk in front of Hashem. Of course, those who are fortunate to finish the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, they'll note that the Ramah's final words at the very end, you know, at the end of Hilchas Purim, many hundreds of Simonim later, he finishes Tov Lev Mishta Tomit, and he begins Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit. The Chidor notes that these are the Shnei Tamidim, these are the two Tamidim, the two constants in a person's life. Number one, Tov Lev Mishta Tomit at the end, i.e. a person should be in a state of Simcha. And number two, an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit, that a person has this constant awareness of the Ribbono Nishleinah. Ke'en Yeshivas Obim, continues the Ramah, because a person sitting with tnu osov and his movements vasakov for hulavada when he's on his own, but beso in his house, b'shivoso when he's sitting there, is not sorry, b'beso, k'shivoso with tnu osov vasakov hulavnei melech, the melech godl. A person will behave differently when he's sitting at home than when he's sitting in front of a great king. He'll just behave differently. You know what it's like when the video camera comes around at a wedding or something like that? You just behave differently. V'lo diburoi v'harchovas piv k'yotsoinei. And his language and his expressions is not the same. When he's at home, he's with a close family, people he's comfortable with, and when he's sitting in front of a king. When a person focuses, who fills the whole world, and he's looking and watching his actions, and he doesn't see, I won't see it. A person should have this year of hachna, this humility, this submission, the pachat Hashem Yitzbarach, this constant submission and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we do the Mishmar, I'll tell you an interesting anecdote. There was a famous Rav in Manchester, Hasidish Rav, who many decades ago, when he came over from Europe, and he became the Rav of this shul, and they asked him to speak between Mincha Maariv. He should say a few words, you know, between Mincha Maariv. They daven Mincha at the very end of the day, and then they would daven Maariv, but they would wait a little bit until Nacht. So they asked the Rav to speak between Mincha Maariv, and he gave he turned to a more Hasidish Sfarim, and he gave it with his passion and fire and brimstone. And after a while, the tzibur felt it was too heavy. So they told him. So they said, well, so he said to them, well, what would you like me to do? So he said, well, maybe do something else. Maybe do halacha. Fine, we'll do halacha. We'll start with the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. And he got it, he opened it up and says, Din Hashkomas HaBoike, Yisgabe, Ka'ri, La'amoy, Ba'boike, La'vodes Boirei, and Shavis Hashem, Negdisomid. And they apparently said to him, let's go back to the Sifri Chasidus. But this is the opening of the famous opening of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah in Sif Katan Aleph, L'Avodas Boirei, Ki Lekach Nivra Ha'Adam. That is why a person was created, K'mosh Amar HaKosov, Kol HaNikra B'Shmi, V'Lichvoy Dibarasiv. I created you for my honor. V'Af Im Yashienu Yitzrei. even if a person's yetzer, his yetzer hara, tries to persuade him b'chayref in the winter, lomar, eichtama baboke kiakur godel, how can you get up? It's so cold outside. Or yasienu b'kais, will persuade him, he'll advise him in the summer, lomar eichtama b'mitoscho v'adayim l'sovato mishnosecho, you haven't slept your full quota. You're tired. Go back to bed. Yiskaber alav al yishmala. You should become strong. You should overpower it and not listen to the Yetzer Hara. The Yachshev benafshan. A person should think to himself. Ilu hayanitzrach lamud l'sharis l'fnei melech basav adam. If I had to stand and serve a human king, kama hayazahir v'zahir lamud bashkama. How careful will the person be to wake up in the morning? L'hachin atzma l'avodasei to prepare himself for his avoda. Kol shekein v'kalvachomer ben benoshel kalvachomer. How much more so? L'fnei melech machem nochem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? The analogy we sometimes use is, imagine you had a flight to get up to go on holiday. Of course, there'd be no problem to get up. So how much more so to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one should be more alert and willing and strong to get up on time. Hashocha, b'shloch kosov say, b'shloch writes a secret. L'chaber yom v'layla b'atora u'b'tfila. A person should come, when the day meets, the day and night meet, one should use that time with Torah tfila. Hein baboka, hein ba'erev, whether it's in the morning, when it's getting light, or whether it's the evening. And a certain person, when he gets up, as soon as he gets up in the morning, he doesn't want to sleep anymore. Yitel yodov achenishar mushkov. He should wash his hands achenishar mushkov when he's still lying in bed, which of course is the practice that many people would put a nagel vaser bowl next to the bed so that they can literally wash their hands whilst they have, before they've actually left the bed. And certainly one shouldn't walk more than four amas without doing the Tilas Yudayim. But tzarech ma'od lizoher b'zeh, a person's got to be very careful with this. The Zohar is, you know, specifies the punishment for a person who is not careful with this. Because the Ruach HaTumah dwells on a person during the night time, and therefore he's letting that Ruach HaTumah linger on his body longer before he washes his hands. So therefore, the first thing a person should do, of course, in the morning is to wash the nagel vaser, to wash the tefillin. But a person shouldn't be over any isurim in his delay by his rush to do the tefillin. If he means he's holding back from going to the toilet because he's trying to find nagel vaser, if you need the bathroom, you should go straight away. Or to steal somebody's water, which he's prepared nagel vaser for himself, and you use his, don't be frum on someone else's cheshbon. Don't steal somebody else's netilas adayim, or hold back from going to the bathroom so that you can quickly wash nagel vaser. No, you cannot be over any isurim, and therefore you should delay the nagel vaser in that situation. Unless, of course, you can replace your friend's water straight away. There are those people who stumble with this. In Eresh Amayim Rechokim, what would happen if the water is a bit far away from him? And there's no one there who can bring them within your Dalad Amas. There are some people who will go in steps, less than four Amas at a time. They'd sort of go a step or two, they'd wait, again another step or two. That's what they would do. The Kosov Hashari Tshuva Alzed Lo Nehira. The Shari Tshuva says that doesn't, it's not clear to him. It doesn't make sense. The Od of Yosef Shelech Mrutza, on the contrary, one should go quickly. Shelo Lahashas Ruach Ra Al Yodo, not to have Ruach Ra on his hands. Yesh Orim Dinin Zeh Omrin Kula Beis Kedalad Amas Domi. There are those who say that the whole house is considered like Dalad Amas. There are those who say it doesn't actually mean the whole house, but it just means the Cheder, which you're in. If you look at the Dishon at number 5, in the name of the Elia Rabba, okay, but either way, the Mishnah says kol habayis, the whole house. In other words, you can say to yourself, I'm under one roof, and therefore I've got a little bit more leeway. One should try and avoid relying on that unless it's an extenuating situation. If a person does wake up and he hasn't got any water there to wash his hands properly three times, as we'll discuss in Hashem, to remove the Ruach Tumah. Af al pikein chalil lo levata medivrei Torah mishum zeh. A person should say, well, I can't, haven't washed my hands, and therefore I can't learn Torah. No. Ad sheyo hayom, el yitl ma'at, you should just wash a little bit, or yunake yodo b'chol midi de menake, or just clean your hands somehow. V'yivarech v'yilmod, and better to make the birchas ha-Torah v'yilmod and learn, kadin ha-Talmud v'ha-Poskim, according to the actual halacha in the Gemara and in the Poskim. Okay, Siv Kachon Gimel, Shah Tzibur Misfalin, Hainu, Af Al Pish, Lo Yavuz Man Tfilin, Kalmokam Mitzvah Batzibur. Even though the Zman of Tfilah won't pass, like I mentioned earlier, let's say the Sois Man Tfilah is at 10 o'clock. But still, you shouldn't miss Tfilah Matzibur. You should daven earlier to make sure you daven with the minyan. But I'm going to come and say Siv Kachon Tess. Siv Kachon Dalit, Hat Sadikim, the Hainu. She Yitzayah Benaf Shah Tomid, Eich Shah Omed Lif Nashim Misbach. Person should picture in his mind that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Chol Ha'aretz Kvoda, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. V'kvasu b'shem HaRizal, sheyitzai es shem HaVoya, tomid neged eino, b'nikud yiro kozeh, the HaVoya, the shem HaVoya. But a person should literally write the shem HaVoya in front of him and have that as a reminder constantly. V'zeh usod shivisi HaShem negdi somid, that is the secret of shivisi HaShem negdi somid. V'zeh te'eles god le'inin ha'yiro, and that is a tremendous benefit for a person's Yerushalayim. The Yeshua, he would give a machmasel as his menorah shall claf mitzuyorim lahaniach mitzidurim mekaisim bohem shivis Hashem ben Abra v'sashari Shemus. And some people have the minhag, they take a claf of parchment and they write various Shemus Hashem in the shape of a menorah or menorah kazeh hoisanikros b'shem shivisi. The menorah is called a shivisi and they keep it in their sidurim, but it will be literally in front of them. And that will encourage a person not to speak sicha b'teila, unnecessary talk, because of his fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The cost of b'shari tshuva, b'shem ha'tfuah shar, and the shari tshuva writes in the name of the tshuva, the tfuah shar, sh'rayu le'ezer chayel levatel haminah. One should abandon this minhag. Why? Ki ha'pi roi v'ena mishmat m'sham res ha'klach k'roi. Because people don't always look after the klaf, it's just loose in their siddha. The tish tapechna, the rosh kol chutzos, and they'll be left lying around in the street yard, in the streets, and in the courtyards. The gam come upon in bolidei mechikas Hashem, and it will chas v'shalom come to the rubbing out of the name of Hashem, which is a very serious issa. The nearer the menorah hagdolos, however, the menorah hagdolos have mitziras al klaf shekoyvim bebeis hakneses lifnei ha'om tachas tavlish al zuchuchit. You do see them sometimes; they're put up in front of the omet, behind a glass or framed or something. If you've got them in a frame or behind the glass, then there is no concern, that would be okay. And if you put them on the armad without a table, again, just letting it lie loose and not properly protected, let's let the end of the first session. Thank you for joining.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.